be to God. Whew. That story is just enough to go, whew. And couldn't you see all the things that were happening there in that battlefield? So the question I ask you this morning is, what makes a kingdom leader? Last week, as we opened up our scriptures to 1 Samuel 15, we learned of Saul, who was anointed king, but his leadership was not of the kingdom, as Saul's will was not aligned with God's will. We learned of Samuel, whose obedience to God was with great risk to himself, as he challenged Saul in Saul's leadership, and then continued in God's will to seek out the new king and anoint him. We met David for the first time, a shepherd anointed by God to be king. God chose David as God looks into the heart of us all, and God looked into David's heart and saw that David's heart was a heart after God. And after the anointing, the Spirit, we were told, fell mightily upon David. But what makes a kingdom leader? This morning, the story continues with a very familiar tale. We begin to see what makes a kingdom leader as David enters into the battlefield. A kingdom leader listens. David listened. What we didn't hear in the lectionary was that David came day after day after day, and he listened to his brothers and the others when day after day after day this Philistine Goliath spoke to this crowd and told them what he wanted. So David got to hear on a regular basis the demand. David got to hear on a regular basis the fear. David got to hear their lack of faith. He got to hear their surrender. A kingdom leader listens. But a kingdom leader also challenges. What we didn't read in this morning's scripture is David challenged those fears. He continually asked them, "Why were you not taking this person on? Why were you not fighting for your Lord?" And he challenged them so much his brothers kept getting angry with him over him challenging those who he would encounter, who would talk of Goliath. A kingdom leader challenges. But a kingdom leader also encourages. What we didn't read was David spoke words of encouragement to those who were afraid, reminding them that they were a chosen people by a very powerful God. A kingdom leader encourages. But a kingdom leader also acts. It is this moment, and in this moment, we see the direct contrast to Saul, the current king. Saul experienced in battle. Saul with that great armor. And David, the young shepherd, with only a staff and a sling. Saul has not acted for 40 days. And David chooses to act. He offers to go forth for God to take on the challenge of the giant. But a kingdom leader not only acts, but a kingdom leader acts out of the gifts God gives him. A kingdom leader knows herself. Saul attempts to armor David. Did you hear that part? The dress-up part? And David tries it out. David goes to Saul's will and he puts it on. And I just, you know, all those times we play dress up and we put on, if you're a girl, you might put on your mother's heels and your mother's pearls and your mother's best dress and your mother's hat. And if you're a guy, you might not put on your mother's clothes, but you might find your father's favorite outfit and you put it on. We play dress up to look like, to be like someone else. Well, Saul tries to dress up David. Saul tries to place upon David in his attire who Saul was as king. And David attempts, he feebly walks, and I just imagine the weight of that armor. He feebly walks, and it doesn't fit him. And he knows it doesn't fit him, and he removes it. And he chooses to use the skill set that God has given him, the gifts he has used many times. Did you hear him speak of that to Saul? Saul was saying, "How can you do this?" And David shares with him, "I can do this because as a shepherd, I face giants all the time. I face wild, carnivorous animals all the time. There isn't a giant I can't face because God equipped me with these skills to beat off the giants." A kingdom leader faces the giants. Remember the challenge that Goliath gave? If David wins, the Philistines become the servants. But if David loses, all the Israelites become the servants, or better translated, slaves of the Philistines. They become slaves to the giants. Now think about the giants in your own life. What enslaves you? What keeps you from stepping out in faith as the gifted and talented son or daughter of God that you are? We heard in Corinthians, open wide your heart. Open wide your heart this morning and allow God in to slay the giants within you. As Paul said, now is the acceptable time, and today is the acceptable day of your salvation. Allow God in and slay the giants. But also let us think about the giants in our community, in our community's life. What enslaves this community? How can we be kingdom leaders here to listen, to challenge, to encourage, to act, to bring down those giants? Where do we see poverty? Where do we see loneliness? Where do we see violence? Where do we see addictions? Where do we see people struggling with debt, struggling to learn, struggling with age, struggling with illness? And how have we been gifted as kingdom leaders to respond? As kingdom leaders, we are called to face our giants. We are called to go on the battlefield. And we are on a battlefield, just as David was. And we face a giant army, a world that entices us to ignore the needs of others for our own desires. I want you to think about the size of Goliath, just for a moment, if I don't fall down. Leo, I'm being careful, I promise. Goliath. David. And sometimes, isn't it the world and us? She could slay me from here. It's very easy. I'm very precariously balanced. Okay, you get up and help me down. But the world tends to be that giant Goliath, and we tend to feel like that little David. But let David remind us that we have a mighty God who allows us to slay the giants of the world. Battlefield images are hard to take. I imagine as you listen to that scripture of the things that were happening, you can imagine what it looked like. Well, imagine being that one alone against the many, feeling very alone and feeling very without support. That is often how we feel when we are not in right alignment with the Lord. Yet David, who knew the Lord, he knew the Lord was with him. So as David looked out of that field, now Goliath was not the only tall one. The whole army was large. So as David, young David, looked out over that whole field, and Goliath standing there coming towards him, knew he was not alone. insignificant, standing there alone. He knew that he was mightier than them all because the Lord was with him. But sometimes it really feels like we're alone, doesn't it? Even knowing that we can always have God with us, we give in to our fears and we forget. And the scripture that was not read this morning, our gospel message, was the one that most of the songs have been about that time that Jesus was with his disciples in the boat. And the boat was in the storm, and Jesus was asleep in the bow. And the disciples there, with God, with them, with Jesus, with them, still were afraid. Still gave in to their fears of the mighty giant storm around them. And he had to say to them, when he stilled the storm, "Why are you afraid? Have you still," hear the still, "have the still, have you still no faith?" But you see, after the storm was still, they still needed to get to the shore. So the disciples will have to act at this point. They have no wind for their sail. They're going to have to row. So they had to act just as David, facing the fears of the Israelites, had to act, had to do battle with the Goliath. Just as we, in the midst of our fears, with the Lord with us, have to act and have to do battle with the giants in our lives or the giants in our community. A kingdom leader acts out of the will of God, empowered by the Holy Spirit. And I love the words that David said to that Philistine, and I'm going to say them again. "You come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This very day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hand." Here in this place, we have kingdom leaders with gifts and talents to bring about a transformed community, to slay the giants that are here. And as we come to this table this morning, may we open wide our hearts and allow God to move through us and reveal to us how we can be kingdom leaders here in this place, as now is the acceptable time. What makes a kingdom leader? A willing spirit, an open heart. If you have love of God and love of neighbor in your heart, you are a kingdom leader. Do not fear. God is with you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.